Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
They say it's a government takeover of health care. A big lie, just like Goebbels. You say it enough, you repeat the lie, you repeat the lie, you repeat the lie, and eventually people believe it, like blood libel. That's the same kind of thing. The Germans said enough about the Jews, and the people believed it, and you had the Holocaust. You tell a lie over and over again. And we've heard it on this floor. Government takeover of health care. PolitiFact, nonpartisan, Pulitzer Prize winning, 2009, St. Petersburg Times, said the biggest lie of 2010 was government takeover of health care, because there is no government takeover. It's insurance.
Wow. So much for toning down the rhetoric. Anyway, from his point of view, that's Congressman Steve Cohen comparing Republicans to Nazis for telling what he calls lies about health care legislation. The House has voted to repeal the health care law. The Obama administration reaction, well, it's kind of a na-na-na-na-na because the Senate isn't going to, nor will the president sign it, even if the Senate did, any repeal. That doesn't mean that some of the problems that they're having getting funding for this, that's where the real problem will be for the Obama administration, getting a lot of this stuff funded. But anyway, back to this House repeal. They voted to, the vote was interesting, 245 to 189, 245 to 189. Three Democrats actually joined all the Republicans on the vote. That's pretty interesting. The legislation, again, because Harry Reid in the Senate said he wouldn't even bring it to the floor. There's something wrong with that. If one person has that much power, it seems to me, and you know that that's the way it works, not only on the federal level, but the state. I was talking to somebody yesterday who comes from, and I don't, it may have been in Tennessee where I was, I'm not, may not have been yesterday, maybe been in Texas, I can't remember now, but the Speaker of the House in either Tennessee or Texas got in the way of an important bill, said he didn't want to bring it up, and everybody was clamoring to bring it up. He said, no, I'm not going to, and that was the end of it. Is that right? How is that just? Maybe that's a different part of this debate as we fixate ourselves on politics once again, the health care legislation, which most of us have problems with, although there, as the debate has died or people have sort of gotten it out of their minds, fewer people are opposed to it, according to several polls. That doesn't mean they really are on top of what the issues are. And so we'll try to bring you the top of this story and dig around in it as well, because that's what we do on the countdown, bring you both sides of the issue. The Democrats, the Republicans have their ideas. Talk radio and talk television has ideas to present, and we'll work on it here. 800-510-8255. By the way, the president has said that he would veto whatever came to him. Most Republicans have acknowledged that it's impossible to repeal all this, but they were going to try to cut funding or eliminate specific provisions, and that they can do because it doesn't have to go to the president. Now, let's listen in now as CNN's John King speaks with this fellow Cohen about why he compared the Republicans to Nazis.
You contend the Republicans are lying about this bill. That's a point you can make with examples and details. But comparing them to a man who was used to incite the German people against the Jews, to incite the German people at a time when Hitler was killing 6 million people, and not only that, marching across Europe.
I didn't compare the Republicans to Nazis. I compared the big lie. And the fact is, PolitiFact, PolitiFact, Pulitzer Prize winning group out of St. Petersburg, called that the biggest lie of 2010, that government takeover of health care. That was a big lie. It was repeated over and over again. Goebbels was the master of political propaganda. He said, repeat it, make it short, make it simple, and repeat it over and over. And that's what they've done. It's not a government. You just heard Michelle Bachmann call it socialistic. It's just their lies.
Why can't you just make the argument, PolitiFact, as you just did, PolitiFact, a Pulitzer Prize-winning website, says Republicans, when you say this, it's a lie. Says Republicans, when you say this, it's a lie, and have the debate there. You like Goebbels. Like means, like is a comparison. It's a simile. And you're talking about, you say the Republicans are lying like Goebbels. Most reasonable people would say you're comparing the Republicans to a Nazi propagandist.
Well, if people, I don't think reasonable people would do that, but some have in the press, and they seem to want to jump on anything. I have been for civility. I've been through a lot of negative campaigns. I've always responded positively and always will.
but I will not stand for lies. And the, you know, the Ninth Commandment's pretty good. Thou shalt not bear false witness. And when a national group names it the biggest lie of the year, and they continue to do it today, to call health care, which 32 million people don't have, which Martin Luther King said, of all the inequalities, the greatest injustice, the most morally outrageous, was health care, then that's wrong. And, you know, I'm not suggesting anybody's a Nazi, but I'm suggesting that continuing to say the same thing over and over and over again. And we saw it from Karl Rove, the same type of thing in different areas, and that's what they've been doing.
Would modulating our public discourse include not just using words like Goebbels or Hitler or anybody like that? Or if you want to go after Michelle Bachmann, you know, fine, but just why can't we just take that stuff out and say, it's a lie. Here's my proof. Let's debate the facts.
Indeed, you can do that, and maybe it would have been simpler, but the fact is, it was the big lie, and it was an independent group that said it. And when you compare it, I don't think there's any problem with comparing something to somebody who was the best or the worst at it, and it doesn't hurt to remind people about
the
propaganda.
But the Nazis killed 6 million Jews and marched across Europe.
And I'm Jewish.
Tyranny,
and I'm Jewish. And
I think.
And I think it's something that we understand and how awful it was, and that's why you need to remind people that when you countenance lies, that's what it can lead to. And countenancing lies here can lead to problems, too. But people shouldn't lie, and we should not permit it to go on and on and on.
Steve Cohen, Congressman, if he were my congressman, I'd sure be working to try to get him out. He wasn't even beginning to pay attention to what John King was saying. King's getting at the issue that many of us have. And it may be that some on talk radio, especially, and some on talk television as well, have missed the opportunity to turn this around. The discussion about health care, many of us, you, me, and many more oppose. Many of the nobody's opposed to having health coverage for those people who really need it. But the health care legislation doesn't address the real problems. That's one part of the debate. Another part of the debate is these people like Cohen who use their position to present or move their own careers forward, get people to pay attention to me. And he does what we pretty much all of us have decided ought not to be the case. I've always been like that. But many people who are doing conversation programs on radio and television are onto this. Certainly some politicians are onto it. Maybe in general you've noticed the rhetoric, even at work, among people that you compete with is different. That really is the message, I think, from what happened in Tucson. And yeah, I do think that some people on talk radio have blown it. And this guy blows it as well. We'll talk about it as we move ourselves through all of this, and you have an opportunity to do that. We'll get to your calls in about 20 minutes or so after we listen to some more from both sides of this issue. 800-510-8255. More from Congress and more from television and radio. That's coming right up here on the countdown, 14 past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. There are a couple of these congressmen. Let's listen to two or three of these as we have time. Here's Congressperson George Miller. Does that sound like I'm becoming unisexual? There's Congressperson. He's a guy. Congressman George Miller makes the case the health care the proposal has been a mess, was a mess, is still a mess, and that's why the public is saying, let's clean this up one way or the other.
Many on the other side of the aisle said this is a bureaucratic system. Has anybody, any family in America, any single mother, any spouse, any child, any grandparent met a more bureaucratic system than the American health insurance system? There is no more bureaucratic system. When you send in your premium, they tell you you sent it the wrong place. When you send in your bill, you sent it to the wrong person. When you send it to the right person, they say that person's left their job. When you say, I went to the doctor, they say, you should have called this first. When you say, I had emergency surgery, you should have called this first. We're not governing it. You want to talk about bureaucracy, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why this legislation is growing in popularity.
So this, by the way, this brings me back to part of what we were talking about during the debate, the original debate. It wasn't really the health care legislation. It was health insurance legislation. The health insurance business, there were three or four people who in the main were responsible for writing this legislation. None of them legislators, none of them people who were from the healthcare field. They were pretty much all lobbyists, including Billy Towson, who's the chief lobbyist for the health insurance business, former congressman, and that's why it is the way it is. It doesn't deal with most of the problems that we have in healthcare, like prevention. Hello, anybody home when it comes to that? Here's Congressman Paul Ryan, calling the current state of health care legislation a house of cards.
This health care law, if left in place, will accelerate our country's path toward bankruptcy. This health care law, if left in place, will do as the president's own chief actuary says will do, will increase health care costs. We're already seeing premiums go up across the board. We're already hearing from thousands of employers across the country who are talking about dropping their employer-sponsored health insurance. And we're already hearing from the lack of choices that consumers will get as this new law is put into place. This new law is a fiscal house of cards, and it is a healthcare house of cards. It does not make our healthcare system better. I would argue it makes it weaker. We believe we can get to the moment of having affordable healthcare for every American, regardless of pre-existing conditions, without having the government take it over. Without $1 trillion of a combination of Medicare benefit cuts and tax increases. We believe in this. Let's have health care reform put the patient in charge, not the government in charge.
Amen, brother. 21 after on the countdown.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Selects.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you and your thoughts at 800-510-8255. If you're just joining us, the House has voted to repeal the health care legislation. The president says, okay, so what? That's to be understood. The Senate basically says, yeah, okay, so what? The final vote was 245 to 189 GOP, of course, in charge of the House. But there were some Democrats who voted with the Republicans, which is kind of interesting. There isn't going to be any repeal, but the vote fulfills a Republican campaign pledge from the elections last year, and it also will help to speak to the issue of how to pay for all this, because the Republicans in the House are responsible for money. The House is the initiative body for spending or cutting, and that's where they'll get at this. From Fox News host Bill O'Reilly, looking at the health care debate and who supports what as far as the repeal or how the things are taken apart. By the way, I'd be interested as part of this discussion to know how your health insurance, your health care premium has gone up. I looked at mine the other day, $200 a quarter has gone up from last year. And most of it, when I called the company, said, well, it's because of the federal government's mandates. So who thinks that's cool? Here we go with O'Reilly.
When President Obama ran for president, many Americans believed he was a moderate liberal, as his campaign was very short on specifics. Mr. Obama ran on charisma and disenchantment with the Bush administration. For the past 2 years, the president has governed to the left, as we know, spending trillions of dollars trying to convince Americans that his vision of social justice will make America a better country. Because the economy has not improved much, despite the enormous spending, Mr. Obama now finds himself on the defensive, and his signature issue, health care reform, is under attack. Most Americans now see Obamacare as a negative, primarily because they are being forced to buy insurance by the government, and they believe health care reform will be chaotic as well as very expensive. Even in the face of repeal, though, Mr. Obama is not backing down, and it is the social justice component that continues to motivate him. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee articulated that.
The Fifth Amendment speaks specifically to denying someone their life and liberty without due process. That is what H.R. 2 does, and I rise in opposition to it. This bill is constitutional, and it protects the constitutional rights of those who ask the question, must I die, must my child die, because I am now disallowed from getting insurance?
Must your child die? Good grief. Hospitals are mandated to treat uninsured people, even if they're in the country illegally. Also, the feds already subsidize medical insurance for the poor. Ms. Lee is hysterical. But there is no question that health insurance companies must have stricter rules, and that is what the Republicans must put into place if they're successful in repealing Obamacare after the president leaves office. While he's in office, Mr. Obama will veto the repeal. The Democratic reaction to the assault on Obamacare in the House is primarily ideological, and some of the rhetoric is absolutely over the top.
They say it's a government takeover of health care, a big lie, just like Goebbels. You say it enough, you repeat the lie, you repeat the lie, you repeat the lie, and eventually people believe it, like blood libel. That's the same kind of thing. The Germans said enough about the Jews, and the people believed it, and you had the Holocaust.
So you can see the intensity on the left, which wants cradle-to-grave entitlements. But liberalism has little momentum at the present. The country is turning to the right. And the vote in the House on Obamacare proves that.
All right. This is really amazing. Listening, the more I listen to this guy, who we've heard from now two or three times already in the first half hour of the discussion, Steve Cohen, the congressman. I actually don't know where he's from, but I'll find out. Maybe somebody in his district is listening to the program, and you can reflect on him and his words. He's part of the problem. There are a lot of problems here, and it would be nice to find a solution. One of the solutions is to work on prevention still, see if the Republicans can fund some preventative care solutions to your health care problems. That would be a good place to start, wouldn't it? 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Mushy mush mis mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Works wonders.
Coast to coast. 800-510-8255. A little more from Talk Radio and Talk Television, and then we'll get to your calls. Let's see. Looks like we have Keith Olbermann here. He's speaking to there are some people who criticize me because I throw in my own little 2 cents worth, my pejoratives. This fellow, it doesn't mean that politically I might not be where they are on some things because I'm not interested in partisan politics. I just find guys like Cohen, who, by the way, according to our Memphis listeners, we've had a number of calls. Thank you for the calls from folks listening to KWAM in Memphis. Apparently, Steve Cohen represents Memphis. Remember, some of you may have heard the conversation I had on the air the other day in one of the other programs that I do. Is this program is coming to you from a cross-country trip. Today we're located in Albuquerque at the studios of the Kiva. But on Monday we started our week off by being at KWAM in Memphis. And I learned some things by talking to a lady who is the mayor's assistant there about how liberal Memphis is. Kind of an interesting thing when you compare Memphis and its politics to the rest of the state. So perhaps that explains why Cohen is the congressperson. And I have nothing. There are many ideas that I have that some might interpret as being liberal and other ideas I have that might be interpreted as conservative. I don't happen to care about party stripes, nor do I care much for those who try to put you into a hole. I am completely against the health care legislation package that was proposed and passed. So maybe in your mind that makes me a conservative. It doesn't. I'm a real conservative / libertarian, but I'm not. I want to see some changes in how health care is handled in our country. I think it's an abysmal mess, and this thing makes it worse. Now, having said that, here with Olbermann is another guy who's a problem, in my opinion. Somebody might say, well, you don't like Jews, apparently, because you don't like Cohen and you don't like Wiener. That is not true, and it isn't borne by anything that actually happens in my life. But in this circumstance, I find both of these guys to be cut out of the same cloth. Wiener's last name is particularly appropriate because whenever you hear him, that's what he sounds like. And another guy named Waxman, who represents Los Angeles, is it a coincidence they're all Jewish? You make up your own mind. That isn't why I don't like them. I don't like their points of view. It has nothing to do with anything other than their stated positions on issues in which I have strong opinions, and many of you have strong opinions. They have strong opinions. It doesn't mean that I'm right and they're wrong. But for my taste, and maybe for yours, they wouldn't be people that we would vote for. I think that Cohen ought to apologize because I think his statements are ludicrous that you heard earlier in the hour. And I've heard plenty of things that have come out of Wiener's mouth, that have been ludicrous as well. So let's see if that's the case here as he talks to Oberman about the Republicans and the repeal of this legislation.
Has anybody told them that the polling on this hated bill is now, on the whole thing, is now roughly 50-50, and that latest number on repealing the whole thing is down to 18% who want to see it fully repealed? Does anybody on the Republican side know those two facts?
Well, it seems to me that a lot of them have not made the transition from the campaign when everything was like a mantra, Obamacare, government takeover, and the like, that they don't seem to realize that they're the majority party now and they've got to be governing. You know, perhaps the most preposterous part of this is the part that you pointed out in your topper. They said, well, we're going to repeal all this stuff and then we're going to get to what our ideas are, but they have no idea what they are. That's the challenge the Republicans face. And also something else was very interesting on the floor today. More than a few times they said, oh, yeah, we like stopping people from being kicked off for pre-existing conditions. We like the idea that you're covering the donut hole. We like the idea that young people are getting insurance. But we're still going to repeal it. I mean, the fact is, I believe the Republicans haven't read the bill. I think we should start chanting at them wherever they go, read the bill, because I think then they'd realize how much damage they're doing.
I'm wondering if it's being posited to them. You mentioned that they're in charge of the House right now and thus acting on health care reform of their own. Has it been suggested that what they are proposing is their own government takeover of health care?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, let's remember something here. The Republican Party is a wholly owned subsidiary of the insurance industry. Just about every bit that they read off of a piece of paper, every time they show up in the morning, they're thinking, how do we help out the insurance industry? And sooner or later, that's going to run them off a cliff. But they have to understand something else. At the end of the day, what we've done here with the health care plan that they're trying to overturn is provide Americans subsidies so they can buy private insurance plans. Mm-hmm. This idea that this is some kind of government takeover of anything. In fact, this is a proposal that Republicans had originally come up with, the idea of helping people buy insurance. I, as you know, was never crazy about that idea, but the idea that somehow this is some big socialist coup couldn't be further from the truth.
Okay, for those of you who still have your radio on or haven't thrown it against the wall after listening to that, I will give you a reason that I find this guy obnoxious, Wiener. Oberman, I find him amusing. And interesting, but I don't find Anthony Weiner either interesting or compelling. And for your information, Congressman Weiner, the insurance industry was the insurance was the only one at the table in the White House. They were there every day writing this bill. So for you to say that the bill is all about the Republicans pushing this stuff from the health insurance perspective is completely falsehood. It was the insurance industry, because of the invite from the White House, that this stuff shows up as it does. So let's get that straight, okay? 800-510-8255. Now to radio host Howie Carr, who is responding here to Congressman Cohen's charge that the Republicans are lying.
Who is really telling the big lie here? Give me a break. This is from the New York Post today, Sally Pipes. Repeal of Obamacare can't come soon enough as several damaging provisions are set to take effect this year. For starters, it has effectively stopped the construction of physician-owned hospitals throughout the country. Is that a good thing? You have 300 million people. You have they're no more doctors. They're going to have all the illegal aliens, all the welfare recipients. They're all going to have even more health care than they already have, and they have plenty now, believe me. If you go to an emergency room, they'll take care of you. So they haven't added any physicians to the roster. As a matter of fact, a lot of physicians are probably going to retire early rather than put up with this BS. And you also now have hospitals not being built. Section 6001 of the health care law required physician-owned hospitals to obtain their Medicare certification by the end of last year. Without it, they can't treat Medicare patients, and the facilities needed to be open to get that certification. So construction was halted at 45 hospitals as the new year arrived. Is this the big lie, Representative Cohen? Work on countless others will never start, having been effectively banned by Obamacare. This will limit competition in the healthcare marketplace, driving up costs for patients. Of course, patients may have trouble finding not just a hospital, but a doctor. A Physicians Foundation survey revealed that 40% of doctors, quote, plan to drop out of patient care in the next 1 to 3 years, unquote. 60% said Obamacare will, quote, compel them to close or significantly restrict their practices to certain categories of patients, unquote. Typically those on Medicare or Medicaid. Don't worry, folks. If you have cash, you'll still be able to get treatment. This cash is king. Health reform will force many folks to give up their current insurance, too. But, oh, it's great stuff, though. It's great stuff. You know, Cohen says anyone who tells you it's not the bee's knees is guilty of the big lie. And the big lie was propagated by Goebbels. And Goebbels was a Nazi. And the Nazis committed the Holocaust. I mean, he went totally over the line. But, again, he's one of the beautiful people. He's a Democrat. He's a liberal. No one's gonna go after Representative Cohen.
Well, you are, Holly Carr, and others perhaps. Maybe Representative Cohen does what his constituents want him to do, and it would be interesting to hear from those of you who are listening in Memphis to KWAM what you think of health care, what you think of Congressman Cohen. I'd be interested in hearing that, as well as from many of the other folks around the country who really want to discuss the repeal itself or what's in it. I think this is a good time for a national debate on how to deal with this and how the Republicans can come out of this smelling well, instead of just being obstructionists, perhaps serving up some legislation that provides money for things that really do help further health, better health care, better, never mind health care, scratch that, better health among Americans. That's really what the issue is, isn't it? Isn't that what you want to see? Isn't that what you want? Listening to Oberman say only 18% of the country wants repeal, full repeal of legislation, the important word there is full. There are a lot of things in this thing that are okay, but there are other things, the major, the 1099 thing, for example, which is preposterously stupid. Nobody's going to do that. That needs to be repealed immediately before it has a chance to take effect in a year or so. Here's radio host David Serrata with a focus on health care and the debate, thinks it's a waste of time.
Now, they are wasting precious time, the U.S. House of Representatives is, with this kabuki theater. And don't be fooled. Both parties are, in some ways, complicit in this, right? Because you're probably, if you're on a move-on listserv or a Democratic Party listserv, they're using the Republican fake push to repeal health care as a way to raise money for themselves. So there is sort of a duopoly here. One side pretends to push something for its base, but not in a really serious way. The other side goes to its own base and says, look how evil the other side is. They're pushing this policy. And what gets trampled asunder is any discussion of serious issues that need to be discussed at a time of a national economic emergency. So that's one thing I think the whole kabuki theater tells you about, and the media's in on it, and whether that's a cable news or whether that's a lot of radio or whether that's your newspaper, everybody's in on it, right? Don't look over here, for instance, at a lot of the deep issues, as just one example, that should be at the forefront of our national political debate right now as the president of China visits Washington. Don't think about the bipartisan complicity on a trade policy that's shipping jobs overseas. Both parties in on that. Don't think about China's awful human rights record. Don't think about anything really related to China. Look over here at the kabuki theater of a fake healthcare debate, a fake healthcare debate that buries any discussion about anything serious related to healthcare or otherwise.
Yeah, there's a point to that. To that point that David Serrata has made. 800-510-8255. So here's the rub here. As we take your calls, let's see if we can come up with some ideas for the right kind of health legislation, preventative and that sort of thing. And, yeah, we can talk a little about the results of the elections, yada, yada, and the Republicans doing what the folks who got them into office wanted them to do. But you got to deal with the reality of the situation. The legislation is not going to be repealed in the main. Funding issues, that kind of stuff. And then, yeah, we can be upset about what Congressman Cohen had to say and some of these other people. And we leave it to those who are in those districts who hear these things and are embarrassed by them to try to replace them with better candidates next time around. Your calls are next here on the Countdown. It's 14 before the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
800-510-8255. I like all these numbers being thrown at you. The Countdown on the air, 800-510-TALK. We're talking about the House voting to repeal the health care law and things that can be used or can be discussed or perhaps move forward that will help fix the real problem, which is health, the state of health of Americans. Here's David in Lynchburg calling the Countdown. Hello, David. Welcome.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning.
Just to remind you that the AARP pushed to get the health insurance package done, and then once it was done, they raised all their insurance premiums. And the other thing,
well, they aren't alone by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
This is an insurance bill. It was written by the insurance companies. It was promoted by the insurance lobbyists. It was passed by people in Congress who have strong ties. And that tells you something. There is this Wiener and some of these others want you to believe that the insurance companies are all tied to the Republicans. Look at the vote. Look at which insurance companies and insurance lobbyists gave money to Democrats and Republicans. If you look at that, you'll have your eyes open. Find some of these lists. They're all public now. You can get them as to who's giving to whose campaign. That's where the rubber hits the road, David. 51 past the hour. More calls in a moment on the countdown.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here on our countdown, the review of the health care discussion. Yeah, the vote was held to repeal the health care law, but do we have somebody who really wants to talk about how to fix the health care of Americans so that we don't need to spend all this money on fixing people who have basically spent their lives trying to kill themselves, and they expect you and me to pay for fixing them in the twilight years? Mike, you're in Ohio, and you have a thought, so let's see where we go with this. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Morning. We just had a heck of a mess there in Washington. It's inconceivable how anybody could even sign a bill or a contract without even reading it. As Nancy Pelosi says, we have to pass it in order to understand what's in it. I would like to have them in Congress sign a contract from us, we the people, sign the contract, stay, you know, and not even read it. I mean, we're in trouble. It's not only the doctors outrageous what they're making, it's the insurance companies. And until we get all the lobbyists out of Washington and climbing in bed with our Congress and our senators, we're in trouble. And from what I'm to understand, there's lobbyists that are already staffers. Listen, the powers that be are not going to let this go down. They've already got it passed. The corporations are so embedded in our Washington, it's ridiculous. The only way everything's going to get done is, I hate to say it, if there is a revolution. People are already starting to get pissed off and losing it. And I'm a veteran, and I'm about fed up with my Washington. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Don't be sorry, sir. A lot of people agree with you. 800-510-8255. Mary, here in New Mexico, listening to the Kiva. Go ahead, ma'am.
I think it needs to be repealed for the simple fact that they did not address some of the really big issues. When they started this whole debate, I contacted nearly every congressman in the 111th Congress with two simple questions. Okay, we're going to have preventive care with no copay in Medicare. Great, wonderful. 30 million more people are going to have access to insurance. Hey, great, wonderful. Now, where are these people going to get care? At the top of the Patient's Bill of Rights that Mr. Garamondi was speaking about last night on the floor should be the right to actually see a doctor. I live in one of the largest counties in New Mexico, the 3rd Congressional District. I wrote letters to every single primary care physician in my whole county, which is actually bigger than a couple of states, I do believe. Not a single one would see me as a patient. Not because I have a complicated medical history, that I would understand, but because of that one silly little word, Medicare. And Medicare is my secondary insurance. I pay big bucks for Cigna through my husband's employer, but they are prohibited by law from paying the doctor any more than Medicare would.
All right. There's a reality check for you. 800-510-8255. Here's a lady named Tanya who's listening in Florida to the countdown.
I say do not repeal the health care bill. Reform it. There are too many people who... working people who cannot afford health care, my son being one of them. He lives in South Carolina where wages are very low. However, medical costs are equal to that of any other part of the country. So we need to keep this health care bill in place so that we do insure all our people, so that everyone in the country has access to health care. We're the only industrialized nation who does not provide health care for our people. And that makes us look very bad to the rest of the world.
All right, you have the final word here from New York.
The health care law, everybody's arguing back and forth on the OMB. First off, I'd like to say, yes, I want to see it repealed. I want to see it ripped out. I want to see it take it to space on the next flight. But if the Democrats were being honest on their side and they put in the doctor fix in this bill, this bill wouldn't score as good as it did, and that has to do with the medical. They put it in some other bill, but they never mention that in all their arguments. On the other hand, the Republicans are coming out, and they're telling you they like a lot of the things that are in there, but it's just too much of a boondoggle to try and cut here and put that there. So they want to cover people in a different way. They want to make it affordable. If you open insurance across state lines, and these people that used to have us here in New York all trapped, and I can buy something out in the Midwest that's going to be cheaper, these people all have got to readjust their prices all over the United States because you've got more people that are willing to buy cheap plans.
Talk Radio Countdown Show thanking the following sources for the program today: Fox, NBC, C-SPAN, CNN, NPR, The John McConnell Show, Tommy Tucker Show, David Serrato Show, Mike McConnell Program, and Howie Carr. It's 59 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.